Tuesday. And we're here to talk books with Sue Cole. Good to have you here. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Very good, thank you.
Sue is from the Merrihoo Bookshop and is here to talk books once again. Once a fortnight, she pops in to discuss what's new on the page. But we should start this morning with a visiting guest, someone who's, well, coming back to North Queensland, who knows a thing or two about telling stories to children.
That's right. So last time I was here, I did the book Story Doctors by Boree Pryor and Rita Sinclair. So he has stayed in, he was doing some events at schools and he's been staying in Townsville. He's leaving next week, I think, but we're hoping to do an event with him and hopefully Rita as well. But I can't say whether it's going to be Saturday morning or Sunday morning, but okay. Because we're waiting to see whether Rita can come back or not. So, but either or, it'll be there at 10 o'clock and he's going to be doing a signing and probably telling lots of yarns as well, as he likes to do. So just give us a call and we can let you know which day it'll be on.
Okay, that's lovely. Boree Monty Pryor back in North Queensland. And that book is great. It's really
colourful.
It is,
isn't it beautiful? It's yeah. It's really lovely.
Story
yeah.
Doctors is the name of that one. Let's start with our books for grown-ups this morning and plunge into A Labyrinth. It's one of the novels you've brought today.
So The Labyrinth by Amanda Lowry is the one that won the Miles Franklin this year, just about a week or so ago, a couple of weeks ago. So she.
I missed that completely. Isn't that terrible of me? I didn't know
I thought
that
I'd spring
that
it
had
on
been
you.
Awarded. Okay.
I thought I'd spring that on you.
Sorry.
Cheeky of me. So she's been writing books for many years. This is the first time she's won the award, so it's very good news for her and for us. It's a literary book, so it's quite small. It's got many, many layers to it, far more than what the plot kind of suggests. So, but the plot is that there's a woman who moves from Sydney to country Tasmania to be near her son who is serving out a sentence in the nearby prison facility. So she moves to a small town. He has committed an absolutely horrific crime. So some years ago, so she's kind of vaguely come to terms with that, but obviously that kind of sense of horror and disbelief is still there. But at the same time, he's her son. So there's this incredibly, complicated relationship. And he's also quite creative and he's quite gentle, but at the same time, he's done this really awful crime. So there's lots of kind of conflict and fraught relationships there. She wants to keep herself fairly separate from the townspeople so they don't make a connection between her and the son. But she decides to build a labyrinth and so she needs to recruit their help and learn how to trust them, really. She doesn't necessarily like them and they don't necessarily like her. But just as a side thing, it's quite interesting because a maze, the difference between a maze and a labyrinth. So a maze, you enter in one point and you exit the other and on the way there to get there, there's lots of dead ends. You take lots of turns, you come against dead ends, you've got to go back, you start again, you come against another dead end. But a labyrinth is just one path that it weaves and turns in such a way that you can get completely lost. You never know where you are, but you're always on the same path. So isn't that interesting?
I did not know that.
Neither
okay.
did I. I just thought that was lovely. And so that, I guess, is the metaphor for the book, that there's just the one path, but everybody's a bit lost as well.
So. And as you say, it's a literary novel, so that means it's not maybe the sort of thing you just pick up in an airport to read as you're waiting to go somewhere.
Well,
you invest a bit more in the book.
A literary bent of mind or not. But it also has many layers, so it does ask quite a bit of the reader to invest into it. So, yeah, but it's quite fast-paced. It's got a good plot to it. Like, it's got a good pace to it. So,
lovely. Yeah, put that on my list. Winner of the Miles Franklin, Amanda Lowry and The Labyrinth. The other novel that you brought today is called Hell of a Book by Jason Mott.
I know, and this is completely different. So this is a hell of a book, and it's about the story of an African-American author who's written a book called Hell of a Book, and he is on a author tour around United States of America, and it's a bit Hunter S. Thompson-esque, like he is going from one airport to another, one hotel to another, one book event to another. He's no idea where he is, really, and also he suffers from a condition, as he says, I have a condition, in which he's never really quite sure what's real and what's not, which is why he's been able to write a hell of a book.
A hell of a book.
So it's a lot of fun, it's fast-paced, it's got a lot of... It's kind of considering the fact you never really know whether he's talking to imaginary people or not, or whether the situations actually happen. It's actually got a lot of pace and a lot of humour. But the premise of the book is also that the basically being an African-American in America gives you a completely different set of life experiences than if you're white American. So it's very much looking at that institutionalized racism in everything that happens to a black American, no matter where they are, what they do, how literate they are, everything about it. So it's kind of fun and it's fast paced, but there's a lot of depth to it as well.
And you will always remember the title.
Absolutely.
Hell of a book.
And it's really fun because they come up to it, all the people come up and say, wow, man, you've written a hell of a book. And he goes, yeah, it was a hell of a book.
It was, absolutely. That's the title. Yeah. More ways than one. Yeah. Jason Mott is the author of that one. Where are we going next? Have you got some books about real life for us?
I have. So real life, contemporary real life, is a book called The School by Brendan James Murray. So he is a high school teacher and he's written a book about a year in the life of a high school teacher. So he's been teaching for many years. So it's chronologically, it's just about inset in one school. But of course, all the experiences have happened to him. And it's lovely. It's the highs and the lows of being a teacher. So
particularly good for teachers to read, maybe?
Very good. I think you'd just relate to it so well. And maybe even students too, if they wanted to. Because he has this incredible empathy. And even despite all the stuff that happens, like the frustrations of dealing with the education system and with kids en masse year after year, just, you know, the highs and the lows, it really is quite good. But they just keep coming back and wanting to teach and really wanting to influence and to help kids learn how to read and write, do their chemistry, do all those things. So, yeah, so it's actually quite a lovely book. Yeah.
They have my admiration. I couldn't do it. The School by Brendan James Murray. And let's squeeze in our final book for today. How do you say the title of this one?
Well, I'm thinking it's Semut.
Semut? It's not Semu or something like that. It's spelled S-E-M-U-T.
So that was the name of a company that was formed behind the Japanese lines in Borneo during the last year of the Second World War. Some Australian troops were parachuted into there, knowing nothing about the local Dayak community, nothing about the language, how it was to live in a jungle, and with the task of recruiting the Dayaks to, you know, try and oust the Japanese. The woman who wrote it's really quite interesting because she's actually an anthropologist, and she's been studying the Dayaks for many years, and her plan was to write an academic treatise on the impact of the Second World War on the Dayak community. But she was actually offered a contract for two books. This is the first of two on writing the history of this particular troop called the Semut.
Yeah.
But because of her anthropological background, she is really interested in the Dayak people. So you learn a lot about them as well and about why they decided to join up with the Australians, even though they'd had this terrible, British colonial experience not that long prior. They're the people that live in the longhouses in the jungle. And so she's just got a lot of knowledge, and that all comes through in the knowledge of the jungle. She's been studying them for 40 years. She's been there, you know, forever. And, it's a fascinating story. Okay. And it reads really well, you know, because she's just got that human touch to it rather than just a military history.
Yeah, so, anthropology mixed in with war history. So
yeah, it's, exactly.
Yeah, what a combination. Yeah. So that's one to pop on the reading list as well, Semut by Christine Helliwell. We also talked about The School by Brendan James Murray, Hell of a Book by Jason Mott, and The Labyrinth by Amanda Laurie. Sue, great to see you again.
Thank you, Michael.
We'll talk again in a fortnight. More books to discuss in the Tuesday Morning Book Club.